Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
September 23rd, 1918, Dr. Henry Martin Bracken, the head of the Minnesota Board of Health, telegraphed a situation update to his colleagues at the board. About 100 cases of Spanish flu just days after the first recorded case in Wells, Minnesota. Here was this flu that was so much more contagious than anything Dr. Bracken had ever encountered. And his board, which had no plan in place, had scant influence over Minneapolis and St. Paul, whose city councils were making up their own emergency plans on the fly. Minneapolis instituted a public ban. St. Paul opted to quarantine entire households when a member fell sick. Between September 1918 and January 1919, Minneapolis reported 14,411 cases of Spanish flu and 747 deaths. St. Paul, 4,399 cases and 645 deaths. In 1919, 65-year-old Dr. Bracken stepped down from his position at the board, which years later would look back to 1918 to understand why plans were best put in place before an epidemic struck.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.